During the trade deadline, the Red Sox traded Jake Diekman to the White Sox, but one thing in that deal that hadn't been completed was the player to be named, and that was completed recently as Taylor Broadway was sent over to the Red Sox, and I had the opportunity to speak with Taylor in this episode of the Locked On Red Sox podcast.
You are Locked On Red Sox, your daily Boston Red Sox podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I want to welcome you into the Locked On Red Sox podcast, and thank you so much for making Locked On Red Sox your first listen of every single day. I'm your host, Massachusetts Pirates team insider and Woo Sox production assistant, Jake Inizuski, and I'm here at Hadlock Stadium to watch the Portland Sea Dogs and also to catch up with one of the recent Red Sox acquisitions in pitcher Taylor Broadway. I had the opportunity to speak with Taylor a little bit about what his initial reaction was to the trade and how he's been acclimating with his new team. Before we get into this interview, I just want to take a second to talk to you about Bet Online, which is your number one source for all your pro and college football betting needs and sports info this season. You can find all the latest football league developments, game matchups, news, and podcasts, including this year's opening week's games. BetOnline is also your continued search for all your sports wagering information, including live betting, esports, and scores, and is the fastest and easiest way to check in on all your favorite sporting events, including MLB, MMA, boxing, and golf. So head over to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action at BetOnline, where the game starts. I'm Jake Inizuski here with Red Sox pitcher Taylor Broadway. So Taylor, talk a little bit about how this all came to fruition, how you really heard that you were being traded to the Boston Red Sox.
So it was Tuesday. We were actually in Montgomery. I was playing for the Birmingham Barons, the AA for the Chicago White Sox, and just a normal day, and the game actually was over, and I had gotten dressed in the clubhouse, and my manager called me into the office, and initially, anytime somebody calls you into the office, you're like, okay, wait, what did I do wrong? Like, you know, did I do something during the game? Which, like, obviously no, but you just immediately go to there. And he turns around and he says, you know, it's nothing bad. So then, I mean, selfishly, I was like, maybe I'm going up to AAA or something like that. And then I kind of walked in the office and they just, you know, basically broke the news to me and told me I was the, you know, the player to be named later that was in that trade that went down between the White Sox and the Red Sox. And so it was a lot of emotions, but you know some sad, leaving some of my friends now that I've made over the year, and but also, like, you know, excited to see what was in store, you know, because I mean, it's a great opportunity, and that's kind of what the White Sox, you know, really were trying to tell me, and just making sure I realized that, you know, this is a great opportunity. And, you know, I've been here for about a week now, and it's been a pretty cool experience, and just getting to know everybody now.
And especially, you know, knowing that you're now part of the Boston Red Sox, one of the most storied franchises in baseball, you know, what does that sort of mean to you?
Right. I mean, I right away I was just like, this is really cool, because, you know, you're kind of joining this organization that has a namesake, and it has, I mean, I already realized, like, the huge fan base. The first day I was in New Hampshire, just all the, even the Boston fans, and you know, getting to see all the support for even the minor league teams. And so it's just a cool, you know, it feels really cool. It feels like you truly have a big fan base around, and obviously, like, you even see it on social media a little bit, you know. So I've kind of experienced that firsthand so far, and it's really cool.
And since being here, has there been anything that, you know, the coaches or the pitching coaches have been looking at with you to maybe improve different things, improve different pitches or anything like that?
Actually, no. You know, the pitching coach, and when I got here, was just basically like, especially towards the end of the season, and he's not going to see me essentially very much. He's just kind of show me what you can do, and then doesn't want to tweak with me too much. Obviously, you know, like they say, you're here for a reason. Now, things I could probably improve in some aspects, but just right now, to show us what you can do, I mean, you know, show not only us on Portland Sea Dogs, but as well as the organization as a whole. So really just showing up and trying to do the best I can to help us win and hopefully make the playoffs.
And, you know, especially going into this season, was there anything that you were looking at that you were looking to improve on? And how do you think that you've been able to do that so far?
Yeah, so, you know, in Instructs last year, after my little stint of playing pro ball after getting drafted, was just a couple of my off-speed pitches with my curveball and my slider. And now I think truly they're two pitches that I prefer over, you know, I guess even sometimes my fastball. I've gotten away from there was a time where I was throwing just predominantly fastballs and kind of struggled a little bit, and now it's been, you know, getting that command with the curveball and the slider and kind of morphing the, you know, usage percentages of those, and now it's kind of excelled and helped me, and you know, making I, you know, change some grips to my curveball and slider that have upped the tick in I guess you would say the metrics and stuff like that.
Especially, you know, going through the motions with not only a different team, different atmosphere, what really goes into your mental game, whether it's pre-game, post-game, and how do you really try and implement that into your overall performance?
Yeah, so I kind of – one thing I really like to do, and just to help me – you know, there's a lot of games. It's a lot of long days, and that's just the truth behind it. I mean, this is my first full year getting into it, and I think one thing has helped me a lot is I will get in the clubhouse and just find stuff on YouTube there were people and videos that we watched a lot when I was in college, actually, that my college coach would show us or have us watch before the start of a series, and just to get the kind of just that little bit of edge and that extra juice to get going. So I will go on YouTube and find things like that, or whether that's speeches, or even I'll go watch some old video of myself being successful. So then that kind of instills that picture in your mind of coming out here and being successful. And that's one thing I even learned in college was, you know, doing that, because you don't think about the negatives, because you want to see the positives and put that in your brain and in your mind that I'm going to go out and do that tonight or, you know, during this series.
I think visualization is just so powerful.
Especially what one in the game of baseball.
Absolutely. And you know, what one saying that I always say to myself, you know, when I'm doing that is, it's already happened. Time hasn't caught up yet, and it's easy.
Right.
And I'm especially, you know, being able to use those sort of things, and this being your first year or so in pro ball, what do you think has been the biggest lesson for you?
Oh, just, well, one I think is workload more so. Finding, you know, being as it's a long season, like I said, just finding the right, you know, whether that's routine, you know, movement prep, things like that, arm care and stuff, just to stay as healthy as I possibly can be, because in this business you need to be healthy to, you know, to move yourself up and to, you know, open the eyes of the organization. I mean, you know, for a guy like me, I need to throw as many innings as I possibly can and get out on the field as much as I can. I don't need anything hindering me at all, and that probably goes for a lot of people, but I think it's been finding throughout this year has been the learning experience of finding the right, just, I guess, routine would be the best way to put it, and kind of, you know, whether tweaking it or adding stuff or taking stuff out, and I think I've found a good one, and I'm, you know, feel great, and we're headed towards the end, and I'm healthy, and I'm thankful for that.
What parts of those routine do you think has helped you be so successful?
I think one being the mobility part. It's something that's been emphasized to me here since I got into pro ball, but as well as the arm care part. Obviously, this is the thing I'm here for. Whether that be a shoulder routine, you know, tubing program, stuff like that, just to keep everything healthy around here. And yeah, I mean, thankfully it's worked out. And I think, you know, especially being here for the first week or so, they do a great job with their arm care and the trainers and the strength coaches and stuff like that. And I've enjoyed it.
And then one last thing for you. For Red Sox fans out there, you know, watching, looking to know a little bit more about Taylor Broadway, what thing would you want them to know about yourself?
Oh, I mean, I just, you know, I love the game of baseball, but this isn't just, you know, I like to say that this isn't all I do. you know, this is something I love to do, and there's more to me. I enjoy, I guess one thing I can say is one of my favorite hobbies, and it's probably for a lot of people, is I enjoy playing golf as much as possible. Didn't get to bring my clubs out here, barring the situation and stuff, but when I was in Birmingham playing golf every off day I get, it's just one of those things that helps me. You know, you got to have something that helps you get away from the game of baseball, because it's not your identity. And but at the same time, I want to do the best I can out there every day. I'm going to give it my all. I might have a little fire, you know, and it definitely helps whenever you got fans. I've already noticed a great fan base here, and I'm sure it's just going to get better all the way to Boston. People have been telling me about that, and I'm excited to see how that goes.
Can't wait to continue to see your development. Thanks so much, Taylor.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it, man. Nice. I hope that you enjoyed my conversation with Taylor and got to learn a little bit about not only him as a player, but also him as the human being. And that's something that we always like to do on this podcast, is not only help you get to know these Red Sox prospects and what makes them so successful on the field, but also help you get to learn about what they do off the field. And that's something that we're going to continue to do and bring you, is all these different updates to help you get excited about the future of the Boston Red Sox. And if you have not yet, make sure to subscribe to a Locked On Red Sox podcast on YouTube or whatever audio platform that you listen to us. Also, follow us over on Twitter. It's LO_Red Sox. Myself on Twitter, it's Jake Iggy. And also my co-host, Lauren, it's La La La, Three Laws, Lauren with four R's. But we thank you so much for making Locked On Red Sox your first listen of every single day. Now make your second listen Locked On MLB. Paul Francis Sullivan, please call him Sully, brings you his passion and humor every single day to help you be updated about Major League Baseball. But we'll end this episode how we always end it. Let's go Sox. Peace.